Radio.
Thursday morning on the Hits Radio Breakfast, Duke Dumont. I got you. I'm Daryl. Good morning. Molly and Rochelle from the Saturdays are here.
Hello, Daryl.
I think you could bin the rest of them off and just go for you two.
Well, you know, we are discussing this as we speak. We're like, should we just sack them off?
As we've had a few interviews this morning, it seems to be very popular.
I know.
Dynamic duo.
It's working. Why spoil it?
I know. Do you know what I mean?
It's not broke, Mar.
More parts on the songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
More money. That. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Baby.
We're off. Why split it five ways? You don't need to do that.
I know.
Shall we talk about Frankie's wedding? Because she isn't here, so we can get some proper gossip on it.
No, you can't.
No, we are loyal guys, I'm afraid to say.
But it looked awesome from the pictures that we've seen in the press and stuff.
It was a beautiful day. It really was. It was lovely. And that's all we're giving you.
Oh, no. Were there tears? You guys must have been, like, really proud.
Oh, we were definitely proud. Yeah.
Yes, definite tears. I don't think there was a dry eye in the room.
Oh, lovely. Bless. How about some tabletop dancing at the reception afterwards?
Please, I don't think anyone wasn't tabletop dancing.
Brilliant.
That's how it goes. Can we get the obligatory we're not splitting up chat out of the way as well? Because I guess you're being asked this a lot, I imagine, because we've got a greatest hits coming out and everybody's going, oh my God, the Saturdays are going to split up, oh my God.
Yes.
It's ever so negative, isn't it?
I know.
No, this is our 18th single, so... We need to do it now because we're not going to be able to fit them on one CD. And we've added two new ones, so...
Three new ones?
Keep up, King. This duo's now not working out. It's just too slow. Now just felt the right time to do that. And we're actually in the studio now writing and recording the next album, which will be out later this year. So it's definitely not a bad thing.
And, Rochelle, I've got to talk about Marv a little bit, I guess. Is he good? Is he all right? Is everything okay?
Yeah, he's great. Thanks.
What's he doing right now? I want to know right now what
right
he's
now.
Doing.
I don't know.
She's like, leave me alone.
I'm like, he is at home looking after the baby.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, daddy daycare today.
Oh, too sweet. Just too sweet.
Aww.
I've got a lot of admiration for you guys because you're both so busy and both doing all like a million and one things at once with the TV and the radio and stuff. And I guess Marvin spending hours in the gym as well. How does he ever get out of the gym looking like he does?
Oh, he will literally... I'm making sure he never listens to this because he will love this so much. No, he's good. He does go to the gym, actually. But he's one of those people that he literally has to look at a gym. So he'll go like once in that week and it will look like he's... You know, one of those annoying people that just have that physique?
Yeah.
I know. So I kind of hate him for that. But... yeah, he like it's a joke in our family that we say he looks at the gym and he gets muscly.
Muscles.
Bit like me and you,
Marv.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. I met Marvin once and I shook his hand and he smelled incredible.
He smelled good.
Does he have like an array of smells?
Do you guys just want to go marry Marvin?
Yeah.
No, he does smell good, but I have to say it's because his wife buys his aftershave.
Ah,
yes.
There you go.
Yes. What do you want?
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect answer. We're going to chat some more next. Are you guys okay to hang on? Because we want to get the new song on the radio as well.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Wicked. All right, more with the Sats on the Hits Radio after this.
The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. Molly and Rochelle from the Saturdays are on. Good morning.
Hello.
So what are we waiting for then? I'm at the point with this song now. You know when you sort of like hear a new song, it's kind of like in your head a little bit, but only a little bit of it. Like, I've not heard it enough to get the full the lyrics down. So all I've got in my head is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
That's the idea.
What are you waiting for? What are you... Over and over and over again. It's starting to get a little bit annoying for the people around me. To be
honest. You need to get learning the next bits, guys.
No, that's what it is, isn't it?
You need to mix it up.
Also some doing your own songs on karaoke as well toward like the end of the video, which was awesome. Which I admire that greatly. Hats off to you for that as well. Have you ever actually done that in real life? You ever stepped up on karaoke?
I have, but not done a Sat song, because then you feel a bit like, you know, you're plugging yourself. So, no, I sing some other songs, definitely. But I prefer to do a bit of rap, you know.
rap.
Oh my God.
Honestly. Get because out. I feel like if I'm up there singing, it's a bit like, oh God, everyone.
I do like rap. I always rap the same one though, do you?
Kanye West?
No, I don't. Oh. I rap.
I love you. I have so much hope.
I rap Jay-Z.
A Kanye West
Jay-Z.
Buddy.
Yeah. Which one? 99 Problems.
No.
I got 99
no,
Problems.
I rap. Do you know this one? The old school one? When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling. I know every lyric.
Really?
You know the one that goes, I'm a hustler, baby.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Anyway, I know every word.
Oh, rapping
but
is the way forward.
I literally get so excited that now it happens if I'm at karaoke, my husband and my friends always nominate me, and now I don't care because I've got to the point where I know they're laughing at me, but I actually think I'm really good when I'm drunk at it. So I'm like, I literally think I'm like a lyrical G. So I'm like, I just rap, and but everyone's looking around like, who is this woman?
We have to get a rap in a Saturday song at some point soon.
Oh gosh,
we did a little tell mini one in it. Gentleman, didn't we?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I think we should go hard with some Kanye, Jay-Z kind of stuff.
Okay.
But we know me and Molly have got lyrics.
You know we've
you
got.
Know
Yes. I'm excited to hear this.
The duo's back.
Shall we get your song on the radio then right now? Shall we play what we went for? What you went
yes.
for?
Yeah.
Would you be happy to introduce it for us?
Sure.
Hi, we're the Saturdays.
And this is our brand new single, What Are You Waiting For?
Molly and Michelle from the Saturdays on the show today. That is What Are You Waiting For from those guys. Good tune. And we love
it. Well, you need to come and see us on tour at the Greatest Hits Tour.
Yes, we're all over
Then you're going to know all the words and sing along.
When is this? When's this happening?
It kicks off on September the 7th, so it's just round the corner now.
Oh my God, that's my birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. That's up in Glasgow, though, the 7th.
Yeah, I'll make the trip.
Go on, then.
Yeah, I'm game for that. I'm totally
right,
game
we're
for
gonna,
that.
We're going to count on you for this.
Only if you rap.
Oh, come on, as if.
She's ready.
Come
She's
on,
ready
I'm ready.
That.
I am Jay-Z.
No, you're Kanye, don't be
I'm
cringy.
Right, I'm Kanye. Molly West.
Don't tell Kim, she'll be fuming.
Yeah.
We're going to chat with some more guys. Obviously, I've introduced you to Posh Producer Sam here. And Posh Producer Sam is kind of famous for some terrible ideas.
Okay.
So obviously, like before you do an interview, we obviously like brainstorm some ideas and some stuff that we can chat to you guys about. And Sam comes up with some. I don't know. Do you do it on purpose? I feel like sometimes you do it on purpose.
Why do you intro me like this every single time we speak to the celebrities?
Oh, look at Posh Sam.
Posh. Hello,
Posh Sam.
She's called Posh Molly.
Maybe there's a future for you two.
He needs
all the help
Sam,
that he can
get.
Can
you rap as well?
No. I'm sorry.
Sam, you killed it right there.
I can do the beatboxing in the background if you want.
Oh, my God.
Go on, hit me. Give me some bars.
Yes.
Oh.
There we go.
Molly,
okay, direct,
oh, yes. I was trying to come in and you were really
ready?
Fast.
Okay, go on.
I'll go slow.
Oh, yes. Oh. It's Molly. Wait. On the Hits Radio. Yeah. And with Michelle here, we're doing the interviews. Our DJ skills are coming out. We're on tour the September the 7th. Come down to see us. Yeah, we're gonna dance and we're gonna sing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing all the works, the costumes, the special effects. How was that? How was that?
So
that
good,
was
I had to film
good.
It.
That was so
Michelle
good.
Michelle has just filmed me rapping. I'm gonna go absolutely massive as a rapper. I can tell.
Hang on one sec, my phone's ringing. Jay-Z, no, sorry, she's not free. We've already booked her up. She's not free. She's busy.
Give it an hour, that is going to be all over the internet. I can't wait to see that. It's going viral. So we're going to put some of Sam's terrible ideas to you guys next. If you're okay, just to hang on for a minute.
Okay.
Cool.
Nice one. Okay, more with the Saturdays on the Hits Radio after this. The Hits Radio. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. Molly and Michelle from the Sats are still with us this
Hello.
Morning.
Hi.
And Posh Producer Sam here, beatbox extraordinaire, has got some ideas that he wants to put to you. So this kind of like came about, some of these came about in the brainstorming process. They're pretty awful, to say the truth.
So, oh, no.
Sam, would you like to go? Would you like to give them one?
I'm confident.
How about that one
ones.
There, this one?
Sats with the Sats. We kind of sit you down and we see how you do at kind of basic level SATs tests.
Oh my God, please don't.
Oh, wow.
No way.
No, awful.
Please don't put us through this.
This is a terrible idea.
It's been a very long time. We're very rusty.
another one. I think, was this a documentary idea? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Saturdays. The Saturdays investigate which day of the week is Britain's best loved.
Saturday.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we concluded so quickly there.
We're thinking like ITV after Coronation Street, maybe. That could be
it. Prime time for that.
Yeah, exactly. Saturday's Night Takeaway. A new pizza.
Oh, yeah, we'll take that.
A new
pizza
delivery service, maybe, for the weekend.
Slightly less glamorous than what you imagined.
We thought it was a TV show.
Oh, okay. We'll go for a TV show as well. Why not? A new science show, What Are You Carbon Dating For?
Oh my God. Wow.
How long did that take? That's a good while.
Too long. It took too long. And I think possibly my favourite, Saturday-o-ay-o.
I beg your pardon?
What's that one?
This is an album of campfire sing-alongs.
Yes.
With the Saturdays.
With the Saturdays.
You know the song that's Ayo, Ayo.
What's that one?
How does it go?
The night come and we want to go home.
Oh, my God, I realise what you're trying to achieve. Sorry, it reads itself.
It's so loose.
This interview was going so well.
It was going so well. We were having such a lovely time, weren't we?
It all went south.
Then Sam arrived.
And Sam turned up. Guys, thank you so much for chatting to us. It's been so lovely having you on this morning. Good luck with the album and the single and stuff, but you're like, as if you need the look.
Thank you guys very much.
Have a lovely day. Speak to you soon.
Thank you. See you later.
More music next. The Hits Radio.